and use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
President Obama has a Nobel Prize-winning scientist who heads up America's Department of Energy, and he, along with the collective voice of scientists who've studied this, overwhelmingly say that the rate of burning of fossil fuels like oil and coal is releasing huge concentrations of CO2, carbon dioxide, in the atmosphere. That doesn't mean that we're going to repeal cold weather altogether. But what it shows is that there is an absolutely established warming trend that still allows for cold days, for cold winters, but that overall global temperatures are on the rise, and that evidence is very clear.
All right, so what does it mean when we talk about global warming? Does it mean temperatures are getting warmer, or does it just mean that atmospheric conditions change as a result of what is changing on the surface of the planet, and therefore weather is different? Whenever there is a big wild storm or a series of storms like there have been raging across the country, much of the last couple of weeks, 3 weeks, horrible rains in Southern California, bad storms in the Northwest, the Midwest gets pounded, the East Coast gets pounded with snow. We're so naive to the point of being silly when it comes to all of this stuff, mostly because when you get right down to it, if you look at the records, even the weather records have been kept for a couple of hundred years. There have been some horrible storms. And because you got 20 inches of snow in the Northeast, you think the world's coming to an end. For God's sakes, that's the reality of being in the North, the Northeast, all the way from Minnesota or the plains across. If north of the Mason-Dixon line is where you live, that's what you expect. Things are wild in the wintertime and pretty wild in the summer. Now, is the force of some of the storms greater? Is there more concentrated, like the rain in Southern California? Is that being brought about by something that we really can't control or we can't describe? We don't really know what the gist of all of this is. That's really got El Nino and La Nina. And there's so many different variables that have been a part of the Earth's change. So whether it's all about man and what he's doing, is man having an influence? That's the discussion, the debate. It's kind of tired, but maybe there's some new information. That was the voice of Tyson Slocum, who is a winter weather global warming guy, an activist. I don't know what that means. I always love these people and their handles. He's an activist. So he's calling attention to the realities of change that come about as a result of some natural events and some man-made events. That's kind of the way it is. The brutal winter weather we're experiencing, he says, isn't evidence that global warming is a myth. Global warming doesn't make the planet warmer. It means that the changes that are brought about by us making the temperature warmer will be reflected in a series of more radical changes than maybe what we were used to as kids. Has the weather changed since you and I were kids? Yeah, I think a lot. Changed a lot over the last 30 or 40 years. But is it all brought about by mankind? Probably not. Is some of it? Yeah, probably. There's always, between one radical side and another radical side, there's always something in the middle that's the truth. It's kind of like a negotiation. Between one number over here and another number over there, there's a number we can agree upon. And so that's really what the system here on the Talk Radio Countdown focuses on, finding those extremes and having you listen to them, and then finding a point in the middle that maybe is where the sense is. That's the whether we can make sense of this or not remains to be seen. Let's take a stab at it, because the major snowstorms that have brought out some pretty interesting realities, weather shut down airports on both sides of the country. Okay, so what? This isn't extreme weather. This is just different. I mean, it's childish to the point of impudence that people are referring to this stuff as extreme, like it was the end of the world, diabolical stuff. For God's sake, Southern California, I've been going there in the winter times for, what, about 16 years? And I've seen mudslides and horrible storms, and people clean up and move on. Same is true when we saw this 2 feet of snow on the ground. What? When we were kids, we loved 2 feet of snow on the ground and had a lot of it. Hey, you people are so naive, some of you. My God, and you fall sucker to the news media blowing around a lot of hot air or cold air, depending on what's what. But anyway, all of this talk has brought out some of the climate change skeptics. The World Meteorological Organization, however, which is the organization I pay attention to, not the news media and their conjecture, but the World Meteorological Organization reports that this past year may be one of the warmest records, or one of the warmest years on record. From the past 10 years, it is the warmest decade in recorded history. Recorded history, which, what is that? How far back does recorded history go? In the sense of the weather, people have been keeping stats on the weather for about 400 years. I mean, the planet 4 billion years old. How silly is all of that? The scientists, though, who are on one side, they even get politicized in all of this. All of these events may actually be connected as we look at the theories. One of them is that a warmer Arctic may actually lead to colder and snowier winters in the northern mid-latitudes. But then those who aren't buying it just don't buy it. Okay, so don't buy it. That doesn't mean it isn't true. Let's take some bits and pieces of this apart, which we'll do in a moment. We'll have fellow who's an interviewer speak with a biologist about the relationship between the extreme weather, if that's what you... I don't even call this extreme. These are variable changes in the weather. But anyway, we'll see whether or not we can whip up the old tired global warming debate. Got to talk about something. Might as well. Let's beat this horse. It's 13 and a half past the hour on the countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Epinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
And now for the bonus round. If one is triangle and two is square, what is three?
I want to say deviled ham.
Correct.
Yes.
If beauty's in the eye of the beholder, where is brains?
On the phone with the plumber.
Correct. What does Netflix now deliver instantly through Wii?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Attention college graduates, if you've been looking for a way to keep more of your own money each month, College Loan Corporation can help. Just call 1-800-2-COLLEGE and consolidate your existing student loans with us. You can quickly cut your monthly payments by almost half. so you pay less each month. And by calling now, you can begin earning up to a $2,000 cash rebate on top of that. College Loan Corporation offers 24/7 personalized service and a simple application process. Just call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. That's 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review, counting down during the course of the week the top 10 hits of the week, and the focus on what's going on weather-wise has a lot of people on top. Depending on, I flew from West Coast to East Coast yesterday, and the airport in Los Angeles was quiet. When I got to Boston, the airport was pretty quiet here. You could see a lot of people eager to get out, but there weren't the kinds of numbers listening to some of the coverage of this story. You'd think the world had come to an end listening to some of the nonsense from some of these idiots that are on some of these news channels, and also some of the people doing talk radio programs this week. I'm listening to people on the West Coast talk about the East Coast storm. Why? You haven't got anything else better to talk about, more interesting, more intriguing? We'll talk about the snow. It's this stuff that we're more or less focused on here. The news media wants to take any extraordinary or something that seems extraordinary event and twist it and turn it around to make it something that it isn't. This is normal winter weather in New England. Hello, that's the way it is. Just like rain in Southern California is normal for this kind of year, time of year. That's what happens. So to try to stir the pot here and make it something it isn't is kind of irresponsible, actually. Here from MSNBC, Sam Cedar speaks with biologist Reese Halter, explaining the relationship between the weather events that we've had and maybe some global warming mixed in with it.
So let's start with the obvious. Global warming's real. It's happening. So why have we seen two of New York's biggest snowfalls ever this year?
Well, imagine going into your kitchen, walking up to your refrigerator, opening up the freezer, leaving the door open. The motor would ramp up, get warm, as the Arctic has, and the cold air would continue to spill out, eventually cooling our kitchen. That's what's happening. Couple that with a high-pressure system in the mid-latitudes, pulling that icy cold polar air all the way down to Miami, mix it with the precipitation from the Atlantic, and voila, we've got our storms in NYC.
So does that mean that some of the areas of the Earth are going to become colder forever, or does this all even out over time, or help me out here, what happens?
The deal is we're missing an incredible amount of ice in the Arctic, for instance, and also the Antarctic. But let's stick with the Arctic because that's closer to home here. 770,000 square miles this September we're missing. That's 100,000 square miles bigger than Sarah Palin's Alaska, all right? Also, the ocean is warming up 2 degrees. The Arctic Ocean is 2 degrees warmer. In biology, that's huge. Our friends, the iconic spiraled narwhals, have told us that. So instead of that air being bottled up, the jet stream usually moves west to east. It is now spilling and pouring out. And look what's happened in the UK. They've had the coldest December ever.
So NASA expects 2010 to be the hottest year on record. Now, so if that means like a few days off for work for some big blizzards, if it means maybe we get a couple more days of sun, what difference does it make?
Oh, look, it's huge. Our oceans. Let's look at the oceans. 40% of the phytoplankton, the base of the food chain, is missing. That phytoplankton pulls at least a quarter of the rising CO2 out of the atmosphere. Let's look on land. In the Amazon, in 2005, we had a 1 in 100-year drought. 500 million trees were blown over in a wicked storm. And 2010, 5 years later, we've got another 100-year drought event. If we look in America, the fourth largest forest cover on Earth, in Arizona, in Idaho, in Wyoming, and Colorado, our forests, instead of being sinks, that is pulling the CO2 out, are sources. Billions of trees are dead from bark beetles. We got problems, Sam.
Well, there are a lot of these beetles. Yeah, there are a lot of things that have come about as a result of a man messing around. Yeah, I think that's in Arizona may be a pretty good example of it. But is it changing everything forever? Nothing is forever, I don't think.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday prize packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose seven of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
14. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doing our job of covering from both sides, all issues are important to cover from all directions or as many directions as you come up with, and that's the mandate here. 800-510-8255 on the countdown as we go over some of what's being discussed on talk radio and talk television programs this week, the big issues. If you want to text us your thoughts, you can do that, 646-926-3684. Include your name in the text, please. Go to Twitter.com or Facebook. Follow the conversation there. A lot of great information on the homepage at DougStephan.com where you can follow these stories and then give us your input. We're here ready to take your input. Clay Kohut, who monitors our social media, will be interested in what you have to say, along with the folks answering the phone. Michael Fortier is there to do that at 800-510-8255. Before we get to your comments, though, more on the issue of the moment, and that's the winter weather that has presented itself and whether or not we need to get back into the global warming debate. Here from Fox is Allison Camerata speaking with Sareen Marshall, who's from Nature.org, and also Brian Sussman, who's the author of ClimateGate, debating the theory that extreme weather is proof there is global warming.
There are smart people on one side who say they have evidence of global warming, and there are smart people on the other side who say that what we're experiencing, these fluctuations, are actually cyclical, and the Earth is not getting warmer. How can you be so confident of your position on global warming?
Well, I think it's a great question. I think most of us see changes with our own eyes that we know are proof that the issues are real and they're not normal. Unfortunately, global warming is a little bit of a confusing term to most people because it makes us think that every single day, every single place must be hotter than it was before. And in fact, what we're seeing is a very chaotic environment, and it's caused by people and the actions we're taking with burning fossil fuels.
But sorry,
we're really changing.
I just have to interrupt you because people say when they see these record snowfalls that this is not global warming. It feels colder.
It's actually quite interesting, but more snow is one of the potential impacts of a rising average temperature on Earth because warmer air holds more moisture, and that moisture must come down.
Okay. Brian, your response that, yes, we are experiencing global warming and snowstorms are evidence of it.
Allison, first it was global warming, then it became climate change. Now the White House calls it climatic disruption. That sounds like something you should treat with an ointment. Here's the deal. Since 1850, beginning of the Industrial Revolution, we've invented the plane, train, car, automobile, leaf blower, lawnmower, The temperature in the last 160 years has warmed 0.7 degrees Celsius. That's a little more than 1 degree Fahrenheit. Most of the warming came before 1940. Hottest decade on record, the 1930s. If you're going to have global warming, you better have global warming. We don't have it. Thank you very much. Check, please.
Serene, your response to what Brian has just said, being a skeptic of global warming.
Well, he doesn't have all of this facts straight. We actually have seen some of the warmest decades on record more recently, and all of the things that we invented that he pointed out are, in fact, what's causing the problem. It's emissions from gasoline and coal burning.
0.7 degrees Celsius. That's a little more than 1 degree Fahrenheit. And even Phil Jones of the CRU, for which I named my book ClimateGate because those ClimateGate emails, has said since 1994, there's been no significant global warming.
We just passed the warmest decade on record, and that temperature increase you point to is an average on the globe, but we've seen places like in Alaska that are warming much faster, which is contributing to melting of sea ice and is contributing to rising ocean levels, warming oceans, warming seas. The evidence is all around us, and people see it every day. I mean, even these snowfalls are things we know aren't normal.
Well, that's not really true. It's laughable, actually. And the two of those are the typical, the one goofy climatologist and the strident jerk. The two of them together make a great pair. 28 past the hour, nothing came from that conversation.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement?
I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Well, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. How surprised will you be when the stock market goes in a direction different from what many so-called experts in the mass media are predicting? Have you ever wondered when it might be a good time to sell as well as buy gold, oil, currencies, or financial instruments? Go to francisinsights.com. That's Francis with an E, insights.com. Although past performance does not guarantee future results, Francis Insights has established an excellent track record forecasting probable major market swings. Francis Insights is educational, not advisory. So how much better off will you be with this powerful ally helping you make intelligent decisions not based on greed or fear? Go to FRANCESINSIGHTS.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Counting down or up, depending on your point of view, I don't know whether that's a plus or a minus, a positive or a negative. If we're counting them down, we start at number 10 and go to number 1. If we're counting them up, we go from 1 to 10. Actually, we mix them all up during the course of the week and put them together on the weekend for you. 800-510-8255. Our focus here in this part of the hour, the winter weather and global warming, snow plows, and the news coverage of that, the rain on the West Coast and the news coverage of that. You saw pictures of the jetways at Kennedy Airport. Three of the airliners spent 7 hours just kind of stuck there this week. And, okay, so how's that different? 5,000 flights were canceled. Yep, that happens. The blizzard. I mean, when I was a kid in New England, we would get regularly 4 or 5 big storms a year that were a foot, 2 feet. I used to build an igloo outside of my barn. I mean, the snow was piled up. It was terrific stuff. So what is everybody making such a big deal about this? It just is amazing. People are sleeping at the airport. So what? That's part of traveling realities. Come on, folks. Let's man up a little. Let's tighten it up. Here from NPR, Tony Cox speaks with author Bjorn Lomborg, who thinks that people are turned off from the global warming debate when they hear there is a cost to all of us involved.
How much do people care? And when I say people, I mean the average person. How much do people care about global warming and climate, the heating of the climate, when they are faced day to day with what some would argue are more pressing kinds of concerns, like finding a job?
That's a very good question. I think the honest answer is not very much. If you look at the Gallup polls that we've had since, I think it's 2003, they've asked people to rank also global warming among their big issues in the U.S., it invariably ranks at the very bottom. And that tells us something. It doesn't tell us that people are not good people. I think most people, when you talk to them, also want to help dealing with global warming. but they just recognize their much more immediate and much more obvious problems they want to focus on first. And so we need to find ways to tackle global warming, because it's a real problem, but much cheaper and much more effectively. I helped organize something called the Copenhagen Consensus on Climate, where we gathered some of the world's top climate economists to say, where do you get the most bang for the buck in terms of talking about climate? And what they found was, instead of making these expensive promises, which eventually don't happen, we should be focusing on spending less money, but more smartly, on investing in research and development into green energy. Now, fundamentally, the problem is that green energy is expensive now, which is why it's expensive to cut carbon emissions. But imagine if we could innovate the price of solar panels, for instance, down below fossil fuel costs. Then we would have won. Everyone would switch, not just rich, well-meaning Westerners, but also the Chinese and the Indians. So this is really about finding a smarter and more efficient way. And the climate economist actually told us that way forward would be about 500 times more cost-effective per dollar spent.
All right. As an activist with a point of view that is similar to others who feel as he does, there's a cost involved. There's a cost involved in everything and anything. 800-510-8255. Okay. So let's go back a bit to a classic rant from the late George Carlin, who never bought into the idea of global warming or trying to save the planet.
And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. I'm tired of these self-righteous environmentalists, these white bourgeois liberals who think the only thing wrong with this country is there aren't enough bicycle paths. People trying to make the world safe for their Volvos. Besides, there is nothing wrong with the planet. Do you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? That somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are.
Okay. Ding, 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 ding. There. How does that do it for you? It does it for me. 800-510-8255. But I'm only one cog in the wheel. Your calls and your thoughts are what's really important here. One more piece of the puzzle from talk host Jimmy Barrett, and then we get to your calls. Here, Barrett on his radio program speaks with climatologist Dr. Roy Spencer, claiming that the extreme winter weather has nothing to do with global warming. Where is there, first of all, please, sir, where is there extreme winter weather, please?
So, why are we getting so much snow and cold weather? Well, is it global warming?
Well, no. I think the prevailing opinion is that it's related to a natural climate cycle called the North Atlantic Oscillation. Kind of changes the weather patterns over the northern hemisphere during the winter and changes the storm track. You know, the jet stream and the storm track, it makes it warmer in some areas and colder in other areas. And it just so happens it makes it colder and snowier where most of the people live in the northern hemisphere, which is, you know, basically eastern U.S. and Europe. And then, of course, you know, when most of the people start seeing colder, snowy weather, they think it's the whole Earth that's involved, which isn't the case.
Right. Well, you know, we had a very hot summer, and now we're having a winter that feels a lot like last winter, very cold and very snowy. Is this just sort of the planet, in your estimation, trying to balance itself out?
Sure. I mean, there are natural climate cycles that occur. Now, you alluded to global warming, and there was an op-ed in the New York Times printed a couple of days ago that claimed that this could be related to global warming as too, which is, you know, just total speculation, the idea that colder weather can be related to global warming.
Well, seems like what they're trying to say is the North Atlantic oscillation you were talking about, the change in the wind currents, is because of melting Arctic ice. Is there, in your estimation, is there a correlation between those two things?
That is totally speculative. Even people on the other side of the global warming issue, like Kevin Trenberth, he was posted in the New York Times on their .earth blog, I think it's called, yesterday, as saying that that's all speculative. So, you know, everyone, there's a lot of things that are possible in climate, but that's the kind of thing that is just totally speculative at this point.
Now, from what I hear, the North Atlantic Oscillation, this wind current, has a negative phase and a positive phase. We are obviously in a negative phase with that right now. Is that something that can and likely will last all winter, or is that something that can switch over again?
Well, it's something that does tend to persist. So, it could last all winter, but this is an area that there's very little knowledge of, as far as this kind of long-range forecasting from 1 month to the next during the winter. It's very iffy. The trouble is that the climate system is just very chaotic. It goes through all kinds of oscillations all by itself, and these are things that we really can't predict.
Ha! Predictions, yeah. We got to be within the scope of reason, and the latitude and longitude have to be what everybody accepts. It's kind of like age. You know what a baloney number, BS number age is? Some people at 90 are better prepared for life and to exist than those who are 45. We're so hung up with age. But yet age is, it's like this stuff. The changes continue on. Think about what George Carlin said and see how that really sort of really bakes with you. Changes, yes. Changes are mostly good, sometimes not in the short haul, but sooner or later, things shake out. And as Carlin said, this planet's been around for 4.5 billion years. What do you think is going to make it go away? It'll be us doing something stupid like pushing a button on a bomb or something. I've got a kick out of some of the email that I'm getting, and I actually just saw an internet video that has gone viral, apparently. New Yorkers are shouting at each other, the city crew crashing into a parked car while trying to free a construction vehicle. Officials say that they are hoping to have the streets cleared, and no promises, though, in New York. And New York is, again, it was a bad situation, but is it the worst that it's ever been? Of course not. We have technology which makes it much worse. These things were going on before, but nobody knew it. So guys have to work 30 hours at a time. So what? That's the way it is. I remember working in a snowstorm in 1978 here. I was out in a truck for 49 hours or something. So did it kill me? No, I'm all right. I'm here. And so are you. And your calls are up next on the countdown.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You've got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus-up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom6.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom6.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom6.com. Freedom6.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Epinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
800-510, excuse me, where did that come from? 800-510-TALK, here's Gene, listening in Albany, New York to the countdown. Gene, go ahead, please, you're on the air.
Thank you. Good morning, Doug. Good morning. Happy New Year.
And to you, sir, as well.
Thank you, sir. I wonder if anybody's brought up the correlation between the fact that air pollution has gone down in the past 20 to 25 years and the change in weather. Now, I noticed up here in the Albany area, and I've been studying this, is that during the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and into the early 70s, we had colder than normal winters, mm-hmm. and air pollution was at its highest during that time. Since then, you know, with the Clean Air Acts and catalytic converters and cars, et cetera, I've noticed the temperature has gone up also, especially during the wintertime. I can remember back in the 60s, it was not unusual to see 20, 25 below zero here.
Yep.
We haven't seen below zero in a long time up here.
Same with me now, here I am in Massachusetts, exactly the same scenario. That was what I was trying to allude to earlier on, how these people, yep. and really the enemy here, once again, is the news media for overblowing this stuff and people not getting objective information. They listen to the pejoratives of people who want to fight. It's food fight radio and television. So what comes out of that? Misunderstanding of what the truth is.
Yeah.
Really?
I agree with you on that. And, snow, we don't get the snow up here like we used to. Mm-hmm. That's obvious.
Yeah.
You've seen it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yes, we do get the storms occasionally. Nor-easters are not uncommon. Let's face it, we live up here. But they come with the territory.
The news crews have to do something this time of year when there aren't politicians around to lambaste or do something else. So let's overdo coverage of a snowstorm. I mean, that kind of stuff.
That's basically what it is.
That's all it is. It's just nonsense. Makes for interesting conversation, but people who get all worked up. We have a cottage industry going with the global warming debate one way or the other. I guess, God bless them, if the couple people who are writing on one side or another can make a few bucks on it. Gene, thanks. John, listening in San Francisco on KNEW, go ahead.
Yes, I had a comment. I think that scientists often don't view the problem of getting out the message or getting a public educated in the same way that they view a scientific problem in their own area of expertise. I've spoken to the late Steve Schneider, who's done a lot for climate science, and to Paul Ehrlich about this, and they view it as somebody else's problem. And I think there are different ways of approaching it, and I think, you know, polling is just starting to do that. One poll that I heard recently was that a lot of the local weathermen at TV stations, they're really not climatologists. They're more TV personalities. And so our understanding of their understanding is just at the at the starting point. And I think there's a lot of resistance at local levels that we don't think about.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of things we don't think about here. Global warming is just, it's a buzzword. It's too bad because there are some things in it that need to be discussed, but they get pushed aside by the reality of pushing aside facts for fiction.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What are you thinking about with regard to the continuing stuff, the foolishness regarding the winter weather and the end of the world? Chicken Little lives, it's alive and well in many different corners of our world and in this discussion. Let's get to some more of your calls. 800-510-8255. Will is in Oregon listening to KUGN. Will, please go ahead.
Good morning. I am an atmospheric scientist and have been for the last 35 years. It seems to me that we in the science field are still not being heard. It's kind of amazing to me. I'm not being funded by government, so I'm not at the public trough. But that the world is not hearing what we said and hasn't heard it for 30 years is pretty amazing. It seems to me that now the natural world is on the run. The natural world is on a very short-term strategy to use it all as soon as possible.
Yeah. Well, okay, you've been at it for 35 years. Is there something to it? Absolutely. Is it as dire as most people who are on that side think it is? That doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense here. I took off from LAX yesterday, and I was thinking to myself, I am now going back to what a caller a few minutes ago said about the air and looking into the atmosphere. California was the worst. And even though there are a lot of things about California that are distracting and distressing, mostly the tax situation there and government and how stupid it is, but government did a good thing. And so did the educational process and the consciousness of people. When you take off, when you land in the L.A. Basin or you take off from the L.A. Basin now versus when I first started going to Los Angeles in 1994, is a world of difference, night and day, literally. The air is clean. The sky is clear. As we took off, there were no layers. I remember 4 or 5 layers of crud and debris in the air when I first started going into Southern California you go down in the plane, you can see the layers, or you could. You can't now because they're gone, because the air has been cleaned up. At what cost? Well, some people can argue that some of the things that have been done to clean up the air there have been a little aggressive. But the other side of it is that what they've done has worked, and I'm confident that you can do that. Maybe you don't have to take some of the drastic steps that have been suggested, but we could do it in Los Angeles. We could do it pretty much anywhere. Moving a little bit east from L.A., Jay, you're in Arizona, and we want to hear your thoughts.
Hi, yeah. I've heard the climate debate it can be framed in different, ways, depending on the people. Some people frame it from an economic point of view. It could be good or bad for the economy, political science. And one way I've recently discovered, I have some family members that live out east that some of them can be pretty religious, and I've found that approaching it from a religious or spiritual frame, in the sense that, you know, we'll talk about, you know, if they believe in God or Allah, Jehovah, or whatever, and you think that, you know, what he did was holy and good, then, you know, if you believe in the creationist idea that he created the earth, you know, whether you think it's evolution or creation or whatever, you have to look at the fact that you, as a good Christian, should look at being a good steward of the earth. And there's even direct Bible passages, and I believe passages in the Quran and other books, and I think people find it disarming a little bit, because I think they try to bring it back to the science, and many of them try to get a wide variety of news sources, but they will maybe comment or quote conservative maybe commenters and stuff, people who directly challenge the science. But when you try to just say, okay, let's put the science on a shelf and talk about it from a pure spiritual point of view, you know, it's like, you know, if God is, or Allah or Jehovah is, you know, created the earth, and if you think what, you know, that it's holy and everything, then you have to look at the totality of what we're doing on the earth. And I think that kind of takes a little while to sink in, but I think they do seem to be a little bit more open to it.
More open. That's good. Openness. We like openness. 800-510-8255. Roger in Minnesota. Let's see how you wrap this up, please, sir.
The reason why I was calling, man, was to say, you know, I've always thought that global warming was a sham. I'm a big weather buff, and I like to look at the old Poor Farmer's Almanacs and stuff like that. And, you know, it's like, you know, we are just now barely breaking records in the highs and the lows that were set back like 50, 60 years ago. You know, and it's like, you know, that right there goes to show you that, you know, the weather works in cycles. It cycles around every few decades, and you get the same thing. And think about this: every time you turn on your local news and stuff, and you see your you see your meteorologist on there, how many times have you ever heard him say global warming?
Global warming in the debate and the discussion. This is pretty good stuff. This is really an annual event here. And with good reason. It is good to review some of the things that are new in this discussion. So thank you for all of your input. As usual, it was extraordinarily good. 59 past the hour on the countdown.